Oh, yuck. Welcome to my kitchen. Welcome to my kitchen. I warn you, I'm in a bad mood. I really am. I'm beginning to feel despondent. And before this, I was hoping against hope. And before that, I was annoyed. I went upstairs last night and I thought for several hours that my hearing aid was upstairs charging, and I assumed I hadn't had it at all yesterday. And this is all about the frustrations and annoyance of losing a pair of hearing aids. First of all, a few days ago, I lost one while I was out walking with Louis. It fell out of my left ear. I believe it fell out of my left ear when I was pulling back the hood on my waterproof jacket. I think I might have mentioned this before. I walked and walked for quite a while looking for it, and, you know, in the open air in a park, the chances of being able to find a hearing aid, very slim. But I had one and everything was fine. Well, not everything was fine, but I thought, all right, at least I have one. I'm not going to go and buy another one. And then yesterday evening, I go upstairs and I can't, it's not in the charger. I thought it was in the charger, and I've been trying to reconstruct yesterday with great difficulty, given my memory. You know, where did I go at what time? Was I certain that I'd put it in? And I am now certain that I put it in yesterday morning. I can see myself leaving the bedroom after showering and shaving and putting on a clean shirt and all of those things. I can't remember exactly what time that was. So I spent quite a bit of time downstairs in this kitchen drinking tea. And I know I went. Well, I see I lose confidence about where did I go first. I know I went to the Barn Cafe and had something. At least I think I did. I rang Shirley Gallagher. She didn't answer. And then she rang me back. I think while I was in the barn. I went down to her house. And I spent a bit of time there. And then I took Louis for his walk at about 12:30. But somewhere along the line during the day, I must have taken the hearing aid out of my right ear, put it down somewhere, and I have a conviction that it's in the house. But as time goes by, I have less and less confidence in my conviction. And it's another example of me not being able to be in control of everything. I don't know where I put the damn thing, and I don't know where I'm going to find it. And I looked in several places, and all I'm doing now is hoping that somebody in the house walks around and says, "Hey, found your hearing aid here." Oh dear, I had this terrible worry when I first got hearing aids, which, by the way, I think are wonderful things to get. And if your hearing starts to go downhill and you notice it in any way, get hearing aids. But I have a warning, and I had this gut feeling that, you know, those things could easily fall out of my ear. And they're bloody expensive. Like, very expensive. And, you know, so here I am, no hearing aid, bothered, very bothered. And you know what it's like when you something is really at you. It sometimes helps to say, "This is bloody awful. It's terrible. It's nothing's going right. It's just I've screwed up again. This is I'm losing it. I'm on my way out. I'm be finished soon. Oh, bloody hell, this is going to cost me a lot of money. More bloody money." That's where I'm at. Yeah, I'd advise you turn off the audio because I might just go through the routine of complaining again. Yeah, and if I complain again, I mean, unless you kind of would like to hear somebody complaining. I don't know. I don't swear, and it doesn't help me to swear. Well, I have sworn a few thousand times in my life, but not usually. Anyway, here goes, cup of tea, and the cup says, what does the cup say? The cup says, oh God, the cup says, positivity. You can do it. Positivity. Actually, what made me think it was tea? P-O-S-I-T-I-V-I-T-E-A. Positivity. And that is a antonym for how I'm feeling right now. I can only say that if you've stayed listening to me complaining for this long, you must be saying to yourself, in the spirit of Schadenfreude, well, at least I'm not in the state of mind that he's in.